welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. And for those of you who listened yesterday, we began a message on living in the Holy Spirit, living the life of the Holy Spirit. That's what God has for us. And I'm not certain all the directions in which we're going to be going, but the Lord so impressed upon my heart while I was in prayer and seeking what He would have for the broadcast to stress, to emphasize, to look at various aspects of the wonderful person of the Holy Spirit who God has given to us and how vital He is for our Christian experience. And so we want to know how to live the life of the Spirit. And so let's begin by looking at a couple of passages in Deuteronomy, the 22nd chapter, actually some verses 8 through 12. When thou buildest a new house, when thou shalt make a battlement for thy roof, thou shalt not bring blood upon thine house, if any man fall from thence. Thou shalt not sow thy vineyard with divers seeds, lest the fruit of thy seed which thou hast sown and the fruit of thy vineyards be defiled. Thou shalt not plow with an ox and ass together. Thou shalt not wear a garment of diverse sorts, as of a woolen and linen together. Thou shalt make thee fringes upon the four corners of thy vesture, wherewith thou coverest thyself. Your response might be, huh? Well, these were Old Testament regulations, were they not? And yet, there are spiritual lessons that can be drawn from that. For example, let's just look at the first one. When you build a new house, and of course they're being specific, and what is important at that is the concern for others, not just your own comfort or your own fulfilling of your own desire, but care for others. And what does that make you think of? My goodness, well, it means to care for another man's things more than you do your own. Be not mindful just of your own, but mindful of others. And of course, when we build a new house, well, we can't put new wine into old wineskins. Isn't that true? So, when we become born again, we become a new creature. We can't take the old with us. We have to be changed. And that's, you know, we can't take the things of God, the teachings of God, and put them in an unsaved mind because they don't make sense. As far as they're concerned, they're just contradictions in the Word of God. However, that new wine will go in a new wineskin. And then, for example, 12, thou shalt make thee fringes upon the four quarters of thy vesture, wherewith thou coverest thyself. Well, let's just think about that for a minute. That talks about their outer garment, and that's a reminder that they belong to the Lord, they are called of the Lord, they're a people of the Lord, and what does it say about us? Well, we don't do physical things like that, but we are covered with the presence of the Lord. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Isn't that exciting? Oh my goodness, you know, we could really do a study on this. I'm not going to, but 11, thou shalt now wear a garment of diverse sorts and of a woolen and linen together. Like, what is that about? Well, I just thought of something. That means, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? You've got to be of the same woof and wool, right? You've got to be of the same fabric. Oh my, well, let's stop there. But I think I've made the point that we can, I love the Old Testament. I love the New Testament because they are necessary for one another, the understanding of one another. So let's start with basics. The most important thing is that as Christians, as the people of the Lord, we have to have total belief and confidence in the authenticity of God's word, that he meant what he said. He said what he meant. And that is absolutely essential for you and I to live the life of the Spirit. When you are walking close to the Lord, you simply have to believe his word, because he and his word are one. There's no such thing as walking close to the Lord and not believing his powerful word. We have to ask God's help. And if we do that, God will help us. We know in some, you've probably heard that Proverbs, when it talks about wisdom, it's actually referring to Jesus. Well, he will help us. We need to know the wisdom of God. And as we read that with understanding, we see that the actual literal scriptures there, the verses, we find that Jesus Christ and the personification of wisdom are one and the same. So let's hear what Jesus has to say to us today. Proverbs 1:20 and 23 says, "Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gate in the city. She uttereth her words, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you, and will make known my words unto you." My goodness, doesn't that describe what Jesus experienced when he was literally born on this earth? And he walked the streets of Galilee, of Jerusalem, of the Bethlehem as a child. My goodness, he was wisdom personified. But how many had ears to hear? They have ears, but they didn't hear. They had eyes, but they didn't see that the very Messiah of Israel, the very God of the universe, he who spoke the worlds into existence, was physically present in their midst. And that's true today. Jesus is not with us, not now. I mean, his physical body, his glorified body, is seated at the right hand of the Father. But the Holy Spirit, one just like Jesus. Remember, he said, I got to go. And if I go, I'm going to send you one just like me. That's the Holy Spirit. Have you learned to love him? He is so wonderful. He's so practical. He's so creative. Well, I'll hold myself, because the more you develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit, the more you find it's not just with deep spiritual truths and revelation and principles. It's in simple little things of your daily life. He can make things easier. He can show you shortcuts. I don't know about you. I just love that. I'm a very busy person, and he is the efficiency expert. He is the time management master. So I invite you to develop that kind of relationship with him if you don't have it already. So the point is, wisdom is crying aloud. Jesus cried aloud, and they don't respond. But he said, if you hear what the Lord is saying, if you respond to the conviction of the Holy Spirit, he will pour out the Spirit of God unto you and make known my words to you. We will then understand what the Spirit of God is saying. If you read the word with the natural mind, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, unless it's just literal historical facts you're reading. And that's I should be good. That's a problem with a lot of seminary students. They're just reading with a natural mind, and they just don't get what they need to get saved. Hallelujah. All right, let's move on. 1 Corinthians 1:24 states, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. There you got the New Testament. 1 Corinthians 1:30, but of him are ye, praise God, one in Christ Jesus. He's the head. Yeah, that's right. And we're his body. Who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Praise God. Jesus is all those things to us, wisdom. And we have his impugned righteousness upon us. Are we perfect now? No, but we strive. What did Jesus say? Be perfect even as your Father in heaven, which is perfect. Well, that won't happen until we're with the Lord, until we receive. We are physically with him through death, or when we receive a glorified body, we're translated to be with him. We will be at one with him. We will be literally just like a baby. If you have a child, they are your flesh and blood. So we would be the very essence of the Lord. No, we're not omnipotent. We're not all powerful, but we're his children, and he loves us. So Is that or is that not exciting? And so, beloved, where am I going with this? God wants a relationship with you that I believe none of us have ever experienced before. I'm hungry for God. I have walked with God decades, but it's not enough. I don't know Him enough. I don't have that exciting, intense life in the Spirit that I desire. Well, if you have, please, why don't you write and share the pointers, share the things you've learned, because I want to hear, I want to learn. But I trust we are all traveling on. We haven't arrived yet. That's what Paul said, not that I've attained yet, but I'm pressing on toward the measure of the fullness of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so, what God wants, He wants to talk to you, beloved. Bottom line, let's make it simple. He wants His anointing in your life. He wants you to live in the Spirit. He is a personal God who desires intimate fellowship with His individual children. It's like having a personal trainer. What? That's a big thing today, isn't it? Well, He's much more than that. But He, just like a personal trainer, what do? You have physical needs. Well, they're going to personal that physical workout, the things you do according to things you want and you need. That's just what the Holy Spirit does for us. But what happened because of sin? That sin dulled Adam and Eve's hearing and seeing sense toward God. They couldn't hear or see Him anymore. And as a whole, the human race simply doesn't want to be in fellowship with Him. Or are they sensitive enough to want to hear His voice? That's why it's important not to ignore the conviction of the Holy Spirit. But those of you who have and are listening, then, beloved, what an adventure is ahead. Well, I must stop at this point, and we're going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. My goodness, the way I feel we're going, we might take months on this, but the Lord knows exactly what we need and how long it's going to take. Praise God. So I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. God loves you. I love you very much. I hope you can sense that. It's a personal ministry of care and concern, and I handle every letter personally, pray for you individually. Nobody else answers the mail. It's me. I write the letters. No one else writes the letters. I invite you to be on our monthly mailing list, part of my UCM family. I do not beg for finances. I simply want to bless, inspire, and encourage. Well, until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.